one second. All right. Daron, you know, another tough one. But what was that moment at the end of the game, enjoying the win with the students? What does that group mean to you, from the students?
It means everything. You know, Dana Six does a great job. The Red Scare, what you guys call it, like, it's, they're great. They're great. They're there for us every game, especially every home game. And, they're just loud and they really help us. So I always try to get back, you know.
What was that little dance you did?
I was just playing around. That was funny. The Fordham players were kind of bumping into us, so we were just playing around.
Javon, what happened at the beginning of the game with Fordham? They were trying to do their dunk or something? Or?
Yeah, we usually come through the baseline, dap everybody up before we line up on the free throw lineup for the Pledge of Allegiance. And they, like, moved us out the way, so they give, like, a path, and they did the dunk right in front of us, our face. So, yeah, we took that personal. So.
Daron, were you remembering that moment at the end when you guys were trying to pull away and win that game?
Yeah. You know, that's they compete. You know, they do a very good job. That's a good team, so a lot of respect for them. But, you know, it was just fun, just all part of the game, you know.
Daron, a little bit of a different script from Tuesday. Second half is where you guys had to make up some ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just how this team is able to – just show its versatility, you know, first half battles on Tuesday, second half battles today?
Right. It just depends, you know. We're going to face some type of adversity every game, you know, and this adversity came in the second half mostly. So we just had to find ways to pull out the win, and I think we did a good job with doing that.
Looked like the defense was struggling against stops at times tonight. Mm-hmm. Fordham was playing well, but what kind of different things did you guys do throughout?
No, yeah, props to Fordham, you know, they played hard, they played good, you know, we just had to make adjustments, you know, closing out on shooter, not letting them get easy touches. So that was pretty much the adjustment we made.
Javon, you had a pretty good bounce back moment.
Mm-hmm.
Drove the lane, seemingly had an open bucket. They swatted you away, but answered right away with the three.
Yeah.
Is that just something that no matter what happens, you guys are able to just...
No, yeah, next play mentality, that's how I always play. Just next play, you know, you never know when you're going to get the next opportunity. So I just took advantage of it.
Daron, does it feel like you're getting everybody's best shot? I mean, Fordham plays better from away from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They that's a great team. Like I said, they always compete very hard. So respect to Fordham. You know, all their wins on the road in conference, which is actually pretty impressive. So great team. And like I said before, we're going to get everybody's best shot. And, you know, just with wearing Dayton across their chest, everybody's going to be coming at us. So I think we did a pretty good job of understanding that this game.
At any point, are you guys feeling nervous or feeling the pressure at all, you know, in a game like that?
There are always times where nerves come into play, which is good. You know, you want to be a little nervous, but just not too nervous. And you also don't want to be, like, not emotional at all. You know, you want to be, like, kind of in the middle, you know, to perform pretty good.
Daron, this is one of several games here where you've kind of put your stamp on it at the end of the game where you got to kind of, you're feeling like, you know, I got to take over here. I got to do something.
Yeah, that's all just trust for my teammates, you know. My goal is to just try to get the win, so I'm going to do whatever I can. You know, some nights it's going to be me trying to score a little bit more, some nights it's me facilitating, and some nights it's me being the anchor more on the defensive end, but I just have to stay consistent with everything and just try to be more of a winner, you know.
Javon, you got hurt at the end of Tuesday's game. Was there any chance you might not play tonight?
No, yeah, I worked with Mike, our trainer, and Shelby, and, you know, Casey, you know, we were debating on whether I was going to play, you know, and just the support I got, you know, the treatment I got really, really was helpful, and I was able to play, so thankful for them.
When was the decision made that you could play?
It was pretty much a game-time decision, you know. I had a workout. I didn't really practice, and then I had a workout, you know, yesterday to see how I feel, and it felt good, and then we went this morning, and it felt good, so they was all right with it.
You guys realize how much fans obsess over your injuries.
Yeah.
Do you walk around campus and people looking at your boot?
Yeah, they were looking at my boot. I try to, you know, keep a steady head, but it's all good.
Did you have the boot on yesterday?
I did. Yeah. I had it on yesterday.
Did it feel good out there today? It didn't look like
No, yeah. Sweat, no, I felt good. Like I said, they tested it out yesterday and said how I felt, and it was good, so.
Was it your ankle?
Yeah, I twisted my ankle.
So you had a boot on this morning too?
No, they didn't make me wear it this morning, but pretty much all the days after the game I was wearing the boot except yesterday.
You've been growing that mustache all year.
You like it? Trying to get like yours. Trying to get like yours a little bit. But yeah.
Makes you look older.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
This game could be for both
of
you guys, but you guys are now 13-0 here at home this season. Just speak on what it means to do that, play well in front of the fans, and you know, when they get loud and they're giving you guys all that energy, and you guys are, you know, perfect so far on this whole court.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, home court advantage here is amazing, you know, but it just shows how hard of work we put in night in and night out. So we're going to always come out here and compete, especially at home. Coach has the rule to only lose at home, so we've gone by that. So I think we did a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
Javon, that question I asked Duran, just where he can take over at the end of the game, what you agree with that, or what do you see?
No, yeah, we know what Deuce can do, and we have the ultimate confidence in him. You know, he's going to help us win the game. You know, and he's going to need the ball in certain positions and certain opportunities, and we're going to get it to him to help us win the game. So that's what we do.
Duran, I noticed at the end the students were chanting MVP, and you were fist pumping in sync with them. What has allowed you to be so successful this year and picking up where you left off from last year?
Working on different parts of my game, honestly, and just learning from the neck up and just trying to understand what I need to do to become a better player and a better winner, you know, and everything else just comes with time, you know, so I've just been where my feet are and slowly just trying to get better.
Javon, with Malachi going down, I mean, this guy really saved you guys, right?
Yeah. Javon, especially over the summer, like I remember we were playing a lot of pickup games. He competed, like, very well. Knocking down threes, he's like getting too late. He gave me a very tough layup. I'm like, wow, this kid can hoop. So he's done everything for us, and he's been a great facilitator, great point guard, head of the snake. He does a very good job, so very proud of him.
How important is next Wednesday's game, road game against a team in the top half of the standings after, you know, losing at VCU and Richmond?
Very important. You know, that's just, we got to have that next game mentality, so we're going to enjoy it tonight, flush it, and then move on. Get ready for our next opponent, you know, and no road game is going to be easy, especially in this conference. You know, like I said before, a lot of teams are coming after us, so we have to make sure we're locked in, do what we need to do to get the win.
And what would a regular season championship mean? You guys are on top right now, but a lot of teams fight for that first spot.
It will mean everything, honestly. It'll be great, you know, just to show how hard we work, but we have full confidence that we're going to get it, but if we don't, it's not the end of the world for us. You know, we got bigger goals as well, so we just want to keep working hard. That's our goal, is just to work on ourselves, you know.
Ron, you said that St. Joe's student section talks the most smack. From your memory, where does George Mason fans rank among that?
They're like in the middle. I don't remember them talking too much. It's usually the Philly fans, so St. Joe's, they really had it, you know. I don't remember. St. Louis does it pretty well, too, but George Mason right in the middle.